Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities Grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries.
Hi everyone, this is Erin from the Erin Eats Everything podcast, and today I am joined by founder of the Linden Lime Distillery, Ian Stirling.
Woo! Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me, Erin. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Thanks so much for joining me. Gosh, there's so much to talk about. And obviously, we were chatting before that we've met previously in previous lives and things like that. And
we're so young.
Aged so much since COVID. And I remember, obviously, when I met you, you obviously had your unit in Leith. And now you are moving into bigger premises. So
absolutely, yes. Yeah, I think you were sat in our little garden shed when you came to meet with me all that time in our, because we started production of Linden Lime Gin in Leith. Well, we launched it just at the end of 2018. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have this little still house. We call it the Tower Street Still House. And it's a small little industrial estate there right next to what used to be the Car Pound, a really glamorous spot. It was nice. And yeah, because it, you know, to save on money, we used to have our office in our little shed, and well, it still is in there actually. So we would only have to heat that. But over the course of the last, well, 3-4 years, things have grown and grown, and it soon became apparent we had to find a new site. So, and we were desperate to stay in Leith. So much, you know, about our gin is of Leith, you know, like Leith is where all the distilling history is. So we're incredibly lucky to get our new, I mean, insanely lucky to get the site that we're moving to, on Coburg Street. We're moving. We're moving to a new, bigger distillery. It's amazing.
No, it's really exciting. And do you mean, like, the one thing that I love about Linden Lime is not only just the gin, the bottle. Now, for anybody that has seen this bottle will know it, because it's got such a distinct look. Like, I always kind of always feel it even looks on the verge of like a wine bottle, even, you know, it's got that kind of art deco feel to it. What inspired that? Because it's such a crowded market. How do you think about, you know, standing out from all the other gins out there?
Absolutely. It's lovely to meet a fan, that's for sure. You're right. We based it on a wine bottle. And so before starting this business, I worked in the wine industry. And I always had the idea that if I could put spirits into a wine bottle, it would stand out because no one else was doing it. But I was also thinking, as a canny Scotsman, that they make millions of wine bottles. And so those would be quite cheap. And, you know, therefore, we'd have quite low glass costs. In fact, it became a lot more complicated than that, because wine goes into a 75cl bottle and spirits has to go into a 70cl bottle, and you couldn't find a 70cl wine bottle. It was a nightmare. So in the end, we ended up creating our own bottle. But it was also rooted in the history of Leith, because Leith was for centuries Scotland's gateway to the world. And it was in Leith where you had barrels of wine, of you know, sherry, port, whatever it might have been, coming into the harbour, and it had to be decanted into bottles. So there was a massive glass-making industry in Leith, the Leith Glassworks, that lined Salamander Street. And in fact, recently they've been building flats there, and they've been finding sort of archaeological remains of the glassworks. It's incredible. And so we thought, you know, there again, they were producing tens of thousands of wine bottles, and there was a really nice local reason to be using this bottle shape as well. And of course, when you go down the road of making your own wine bottle, then you your own bottle, then you can do things like we did, of like adding those vertical ribs that just add that texture and beauty to the bottle that really engage people. And you're right, it's such a competitive market out there. You really need to have something that stands out to carve a niche. And we've been very lucky to sort of to hit that magic spot and get something that really, really draws people. So that's the bottle.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, unless you're really into gin, you're going to be wanting about the taste. But you see, if you're picking up a gift and you don't really know, what's going to be the thing that's going to make you pick it? It's going to be what it looks like, isn't it? And I think you've definitely 100% hit the nail on the head. Like, I love the bottle, and like, I've bought it so many times a gift, and everybody's like, oh, that's lovely. And I'm like, yes, winning.
And, you know, but people are always quite embarrassed about that. They say, you know, oh, I just buy it because it looks beautiful. And the thing is, like, I've worked in the drinks industry for 15 years now, and I buy like that. Like, what, you know, I know wine. I've done loads of exams and everything like that. But I, you know, I quite often buy by the bottle because I don't know every individual producer. You know, I haven't tasted these things before. And actually, you know, that aesthetic look is very important. I always say you can fool everyone once. So, you know, if you've got pretty packaging and everything, but a horrible product inside, you know, they'll buy one bottle and never come again. Fortunately, people do come back because they love the spirit that's inside as well. But yeah, that packaging, that first impression is everything. It really is so important.
Yeah. Yes, no, definitely. And the thing I was going to ask you about, so obviously you're moving to this new premise on Coburg Street, but I know obviously the original intention was the vertical distillery down that was going to be by Ocean Terminal. Is that still happening, or is this kind of the new move just because of how horrendously tram works are and things like that, you know?
That it could have turned out that way, you know. That's fair. No, the whiskey, the vertical distillery is very much happening. And actually, if you go and take a look, you know, just down the quayside by Britannia, you'll see we finished the steel structure. This 40 meter tall steel structure is there. And in fact, I really suggest people go and have a look, because you can, we've had to put a lot of the equipment into the building, you know, as we built the structure. So you can see all these massive tanks suspended. It looks amazing. That is still happening. But the Port of Leith Distillery is going to be all about whiskey. And we always wanted to make sure that it was separate to the gin. That's going to be 100% whiskey. And Linden Lime, we decided it needed to grow into a bigger space, but that would be a separate space. And when we got the opportunity to take the site at Coburg Street, which is the old, people, you know, locals will know it. It was the Super logo, and it was the sports warehouse. And I mean, it was only a couple of years ago I was picking up my daughter's school uniform from there. The business that was in the building previously has moved to the outskirts of Edinburgh, so they're still going. It presented just this great space where we're going to be able to massively increase production, but also get tours going again, which is going to be huge fun, because we were doing tours in our little still house before COVID, and then COVID came along and we just had to give up on it because there just wasn't the space. So finally, we're going to have the space to start it again, which is really good fun.
Yeah, and I saw on your newsletter the design of what it's going to look like inside, and it very much, I feel, is got the kind of same feel as even the bottle for Linden Lime. You know, it's very it very much matches. It doesn't feel out of place. But what can people expect from the Linden Lime Distillery? So obviously you mentioned like tours and things like that. What else are you going to have going on as well?
Yeah, well, so first of all, I love that you like the design, and I've got to give a plug for the local agency who did that, an agency called Splinter, who are just amazing, and they're Leith-based. And they
see their name everywhere, because they just did that Crema Bakehouse on the bottom of Leith Walk, which I'm desperate to go into because the cakes look amazing. And I just, whenever there's something being done, like a shopfront, I always see their name on the
They do really, really great stuff. And we sort of, you know, approached them to do this. And I thought, oh God, they're going to be all cool and, you know, like way too busy to talk to us. They're just the nicest people in the world. And they've been so lovely to work with. So they're a really great company, Leith based company. And yeah, so the other challenge we had with this site is we had almost no money to do it, because we've been raising investment from investors to build the Port of Leith Distillery. We never really planned for Linden Lime and what's happened with it. So we had to sort of grow into this distillery on a shoestring budget. So they've designed this bar area and the shop, and which are going to look fantastic. But the rest of it is going to have that really kind of rudimentary warehouse urban distillery feel to it, which actually we love. You know, I mean, that is very much who we are. We're not a massive multinational drinks company that can throw millions at this. We're still very much a startup company. And I think you're going to feel that very much when you come into the stillhouse. We used to do the tours, as I say, in the stillhouse, and we absolutely love them in terms of we tried to go beyond what most tours do. I'm always quite struck when I go on like distillery tours, how mean they can be with samples and stuff like that. You know, you get one little drink at the end and off you go home. So we're quite generous on that front, maybe a bit too generous. So you know, there'll be a gin and tonic when people arrive, and then we're going to be doing a cocktail mixing bit during the tour where they learn how to make the perfect gimlet, which is our signature cocktail. Import and distribute port wine and sherry wine, and also now champagne. So we intend to have that available for people to taste as well on the way out when they're in the shop. But during the tour, we're going to do a bit of cocktail mixing. Obviously, there's going to be the stories about the brand and Linden and Lime and how we came up with it. And the other thing that people are going to get to do is to jump onto our bottling line and have a go at filling a miniature bottle of Linden and Lime. Not only do we produce Linden Lime in our still house, we also bottle every single bottle there. And it's quite good fun just getting to do that, you know. So everyone's going to fill their miniature bottle. You put your cap onto it, and then you put it into the capsule spinner that you have to press with two buttons. And it's this great bit of machinery that sort of fix the capsule onto the bottle, if you like. Yeah. And then we'll be testing people's skills at, sticking their labels on straight. And then they take that home with them, their very own exclusive little mini bottle of Linden Lime. So it's fun. There's hopefully like a lot there to keep people entertained and catch a real sort of sense of what it's like for us every day.
Yeah, no, that sounds so fun. I literally was just having visions when you were telling me about the label, that I just saw me like being absolutely squint label, and I'd be like becoming away going, it's true. I'm not going to get a job here. Just give me four gimlets. and I'll just watch other people do it and admire.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, when you put it like that, you actually remind me of the stress I feel when I'm applying a label to a bottle. I'm always like, oh God, no. Ah. Fortunately, you can peel them off and put them back on again, okay, relatively. But there's margin for error with that. But yeah, and the minis they're tricky as well because it's little labels.
Smaller.
Right, well, yeah, we go, you know. If people aren't good enough, we'll just have to tell them. No.
You're earning your money, guys. You're earning absolutely that gimlet. Yes. You are labeling.
Not here to have fun.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly, guys. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Make them
and
do
also,
100.
With it, are you going to be like a bar, or is it just going to be like the shop and tours? Are you, you know, somebody wanted to come in after work on a Friday and have a G&T or something like that, can they come in there for a drink, or is it more?
That's not organized? Not currently the plan, no. I think good, because the other thing about the place is it's our offices as well. And it's a busy kind of work, industrial environment where we're going to be producing gin. So we managed to work tours around that, but it's not really suitable for that sort of bar environment. That may change in time, we'll see, but to begin with, I mean, you know, there's going to be an absolutely sensational bar coming at the vertical distillery that we're building. So, you know, if you're in the market for a new bar, don't worry, we've got one of those up our sleeves in the not too
distant. Always game for a new bar. a new place to leave my mark on in good and bad ways.
Fantastic. There we go. So we'll have very robust furniture. We'll be fine.
And when is it opening? When is the...
We've just put the tours on sale. We expect to get the keys. So, you know, they're hard at work in there right now. We expect to get the keys beginning of April. And then we've got the first tours starting on the 12th of May. So, and then it's kind of three days of tours a week we're starting. So you can come for a tour on Thursday, Friday or Saturday. That's what we're going to run this year. And we'll see, you know, if people want more, we'll add more dates and stuff. But yeah, 12th of May, off we go. It's going to be utterly insane. We've got so much to do before that happens. But it's all going to be fine. I was in there today. I hadn't been into the site for quite a few weeks. Because we've had a few other things going on, and it's so exciting seeing it come together. Because we first kind of secured it almost a year ago, but it's been such a long stretch just making anything happen with it. Yeah. You know, but once again, you know, you read about COVID and global supply shortages and all these different things, and yeah, it's really delayed and delayed and delayed. And we thought we might have been even been in. We were initially expecting to be in there in the summer last year. And then we thought, oh, I'll be at the order. Oh, we'll be in by Christmas. And, you know, sure enough, it's turned into May this year. But it's fine. It'll, yes. You know.
And then it's that big whirlwind at the end, the big push.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but it is going to be amazing. And, you know, the most amazing thing is for our production team, because they've been working miracles in our existing distillery, producing just phenomenal amounts of gin in a very small space. I mean, last year, we produced 120,000 bottles of Linden Lime, because we now export to sort of 30 countries around the world. Wow. And like, if you saw our distillery, I mean, I still go, how did that happen? How did we do that? It's such a small space, but they've been incredible wizards in there. This is going to be just a complete, you know, game changer for them. So yeah, it can't come too soon for all of us.
So. No, it's so exciting. And like, this is the thing I love about Leaf. There's always something happening, and that's what I really like. And I think it's going to be a really fab addition to Leaf as well. And I'm excited. I'm definitely going to come and book a tour. Like, and then we can obviously put the labeling skills to the test and see how horrendous it goes.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'm present for that. Full feedback.
But what I was going to ask as well, just as a finisher, you know, what do you love about Leaf? Do you mean, and food and drink in Leaf, you know, is there any standout places or like regular haunts that you're kicking about in?
Many regular haunts. Yeah, probably too many altogether. But I love it. And, you know, it's been sort of 5-6 years since I've moved back up to Edinburgh and sort of, you know, been working away in Leith and making this happen, and sort of gotten to know the community quite well. And, you know, it's Nobles one day, it's toast the next. I love toast. I'm going to get my smashed avocado in there. Ah, it's amazing. now you've got these sensational new places like Borough and Heron opening. Heron doing just the most awesome cocktail with our Linden Lime gin at the moment. And it's extraordinary standard of food they're creating. I mean, you know, we're world-class standard of food in Leith, you know, quite apart from the stuff that was already here in terms of Martin Wishart and Tom Kitchen. So yeah, it is utterly incredible. But actually one of my favorites is one that's been here for a very long time, Fishers on the Shore. For my birthday or something like that. But it's just amazing. I mean, they do things with fish there that are just truly life affirming. there's a lot to love about it. But I mean, what I guess the thing that drew me here really was the history more than anything else. And that, you know, as someone who's been a lifelong whiskey fan, that was what made us want to establish our business in Leith. It's got an incredible whiskey heritage. You know, at one stage, the bulk of the whiskey industry, you know, most whiskey was passing through Leaf at some stage or another. And it's just incredible how much that industry dominated the area and how much it just completely vanished over the course of the 20th century. So it's really exciting for us as a new business, resurrecting that, to be able to draw on parts of the history as well and reflect on it and be able to refer to it in parts of what we do. We're building on an incredible heritage and I just love that. And so many local people who are so passionate about that history and keep engaging with us to tell us those stories and share with them us their experiences. It's a magical place. It really is.
I know. And like I've said this before, like when I moved to Edinburgh, what's that, 16, 17 years ago, do you mean, I moved to Leith and that's where I've been the entire time. And like Leith is a community in itself. You don't need to leave Leith if you wanted to. You can get something to eat. You can go for a drink. Yeah. You can go for a shop if you want to. So that's what I love about Leith. And I love the fact that it's still growing as well. There's constantly something going on. And I'm so excited, like I said, for you guys to be opening up. And then the Vertical Distillery in the future as well. It's not ending here.
That in theory should be operational later this year. In October, we should be producing our first whiskey. I'm not sure when it'll be open to visitors exactly. We're hoping to make that happen before the end of the year. It might fall into just the beginning of 2023, but anyway, I don't mind. We're going to be busy enough with Linden Lime anyway. So I'm exhausted thinking about all of this. It's going to be fine. But you're right. Like, you know, you can never leave Leith. And to that extent, it's amazing how many people who work for our company live just around the corner. You know, that like actually Leith is also, it's drawn all this talent, all these incredible people, who creatives, et cetera, who live in Leith. It's a great place to run and establish a business as well in that regard.
Oh, 100%. But thank you so much for your time. Guys, I'm going to put the link to Lyndon Lime in the bio for this. So if you want to get yourself booked in for one of those gin tours, do it. If you want to know what day I'm going to watch me really mess up a label but be really good at drinking gimlets, let me know. And I'll let you know when I'm going.
Well worth watching. That's going to be fantastic.
No, thank you so much. And I'll see you, Erin. You soon.
Absolutely. See you soon. Cheers. Cheers.
Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.